Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the 16th week in Ordinary Time, and from Italy we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin, and her preaching today is entitled Gardening.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field, but while everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." The slaves said to him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" But he replied, "No. For in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, 'Collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Isn't it amazing the way Jesus uses examples that would be just totally familiar to his listeners? He doesn't blind them with science. He talks about what they know. He talks about what they deal with all the time. For most of us, probably cultivating plants is not really a matter of growing wheat or ploughing huge fields. It's a few flowers in the garden, a few plants in pots, maybe on the windowsill. But the principle is the same. If you're too invasive in the process of pulling up the odd weed, you'll end up damaging the plant as well. Weeds, mistakes, flaws, they're all an inevitable part of growth. Well, think, for instance, of a very small child learning to walk, stumbling, sitting down suddenly. But you know, nobody ever learned to walk without going through that stage. Or think of learning a new language. You make mistakes, sometimes unintentionally hilarious mistakes. I could tell you a few of mine when I came to live in Italy. But the only way to avoid mistakes is to shut up, never to say another word. Mistakes, flaws, the weeds of our day-to-day experience, all of that is part of our growth. And we'll eliminate them when the right time comes. And that, of course, is exactly what Jesus says. Get rid of the weeds, yes, but when the time is ripe. We need to learn enough. We need to learn morally. We need to learn socially, even practically, to be able to sort out what's valuable and what must be eliminated if we're going to be able to handle our own defects. Look, on my windowsill, there's a plant I'm particularly fond of. And I have to tell you the story of this plant. When a young couple, who are special friends of mine, got married, they had their wedding invitations printed on special, ecologically friendly paper that actually had seeds in it. And there was a slip of just ordinary paper accompanying this, telling us that we could literally plant the invitation in a pot and the seeds would do their job. Well, to my astonishment, it worked. The result is a mass of slender, delicate green foliage and here and there, very small clusters of tiny white flowers. Okay, officially It's a weed, but it's been handled so that it is a daily source of pleasure. Well, think about it. Maybe we can learn to handle our own defects, our own negative tendencies, so that they're not damaging any longer to ourselves or to others. Maybe they can produce the equivalent in our relationships with other people of those clusters of tiny white flowers. Remember what Shakespeare said in one of his sonnets? Lilies that fester smell far worse than weeds. So let's ask the supreme gardener, God himself, to show us how to handle the weeds in our personal garden.